All right, I just updated mine, so.
What? What? Oh, gotta go see. I was gonna start the podcast. Gotta... Screw that. We have Twitter stuff to look at. Welcome to episode 73 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I am straight up disrespectful. I'm the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I am the boss at the end of Smash TV.
My name is Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and this is a bottle of Purell.
Why is there a bottle of Purell?
That's a strange choice of refreshment tonight, Jason. Strange indeed.
I enjoy it.
Cleanse those insides.
That's gross.
He just took a swig of it. That's hilarious. I have the...
Canadian Jason Lamb was found dead some hours later after the podcast.
But his stomach contents were completely disinfected. Completely.
Sterilized. 99.9% of the germs in his stomach lining were gone.
The autopsy reporter was like, I don't, my work here is done.
This boy is squeaky clean.
Meanwhile...
Squeaky clean.
I got the Schweppes. 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 It might just be Schweppes. I'm not sure. But it's ginger ale. So.
Nice. Very nice.
Drink of roll. Airline passengers everywhere. Yes. Admit it. When you're on a plane and they offer you a drink, you take the ginger ale. That's just how
I take the Coke.
You take the Coke?
Yeah.
You Coke fiend. You Coke head. You
see, now I feel bad because I always go for the double vodka tonic, so I guess I'm the alcoholic.
Oh, you're on those.
I'm cheap, and I have to pay for those.
Oh, well, yeah.
Wow,
so
yeah.
Well, okay, so, I mean, I'd only been on a plane once, and it was for my wedding, or my honeymoon, to Jamaica. So we had to take two flights to get down there, three flights back. So, like, I wasn't, like, nervous or scared to be on a plane. But when somebody comes up to you and says, can I get you a drink? I immediately go for something with vodka or bourbon. Like, I don't think Coke.
Yeah.
Ginger ale.
Well, yeah, okay. Fair enough.
I like to drink alcohol.
Hunter, do you realize that the length of your marriage is directly tied to the length of this broadcast? Or this podcast, I mean? Wow, not broadcast. That was the wrong word. I meant podcast.
Podcast. Yes, I was actually absent on episode 2. Is that the episode that
yeah.
I was absent on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we went a week, and then I was gone for a week.
Yeah. In retrospect, we should have probably just waited until after.
Well, I think Bailey and Andrew and I had that conversation. And
oh, yeah, we did. I remember this.
I think we were, I mean, I could go back and look at the email thread, but I think... We were all so excited to get started.
Yeah, we were just like, we're ready to go. Let's just do it.
Let's do it. Why are we waiting? Like, well, I'm going to be in Jamaica next week. You know, no big deal. Whatever. Just like, you know, let's do it. Come on. Let's screw it around.
And the site was still new enough that we kind of needed another, like,
thing.
Tent pole event, like a big shiny thing to really shine a spotlight on.
And I know I've said this before, and I will continue to say this as long as we continue to do this podcast. I listen to a lot of gaming podcasts. I try to listen to new ones. Some of them are so hard to listen to. Like, there's maybe only like 3 or 4 that I can habitually listen to every week or every other week. And it's just, it's kind of sad, actually.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy who bashes other podcasts, but I too have tried. And I look at the episode length, and it's like 2.5 hours, and it's like, wow, when you hit play, and it's half of it's like dead space and giggling.
Right, which is usually what ours is.
Yeah.
But
with editing, at least we cut it down to a more manageable length.
Right, and it's in stereo, so that's always nice.
Oh, that's true. Which it wasn't always.
Yeah, that one time. That one time.
We've come a long way.
Poor Andrew. I don't know what I did, but apparently it's only in mono.
Mono.
It's an awful disease.
It is.
Mono.
Yep.
So, have you guys played any old video games this week?
Yes.
What game did you play, Jason?
I played Rock and Roll Racing.
Holy crap.
It was
an amazing game.
I had never played it before.
It's a fun one.
It was great. It was great except for the camera angle. No game should use that camera angle.
What?
Yeah.
You got something against isometric racers?
Yeah, it's because there shouldn't be isometric racers. I can do from behind, from a cockpit, above, not isometric.
See, I like Super Mario Kart, like that view, but I do like isometric better than first person. I actually hate cockpit view for racing games. A little fun fact about my gaming tastes.
This is the issue with isometric racers, is usually, like, the NES was atrocious with this because they couldn't zoom out far enough to give you ample length in front of you and behind you to make a decent attempt to win the race. Whereas, and I think Rock and Roll Racing did a pretty good job. Like, they zoomed out just enough to be able to give you a fair advantage as other cars were coming up on you, especially in that game, because you're worried about people dropping mines and bombs and you're dodging out of the way or shooting missiles up your tailpipe.
Up your tailpipe.
Who's your racer? Who'd you pick?
God,
I want to play Rock and Roll Racing now.
I was playing a Cyberhawk.
Oh, yeah, he's a good starter.
He seemed like the coolest of what was available to start with. Otherwise, it's just a generic rock guy or a generic rock girl or some hairy person.
Did you play it for the Super NES or did you play it for the Genesis?
He played it for Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
Duh. Jeez, why did you even have to ask?
I almost broke and bought a Genesis today, though.
Hey, you know what? The Genesis has a lot of fun games on it.
How do you break and buy a Genesis?
Well, there was one for sale at my work, because I work at a university.
But only if someone hit him in the head with a baseball bat.
And a guy comes in, and he always
thus breaking.
Sells games. And he had Genesis
I'll have you know, Jason.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool, that guy, yeah.
Peddling drugs to little
Much
kids.
Cool.
Yeah.
And a Sega Genesis console.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Meets all my needs.
Much swag.
Well, Jason, if it helps, I wrote a Sega Genesis starter pack editorial.
All right. I'm going to read it.
I once wrote a commissioned booklet, a beginner's guide to collecting for the NES.
I once saw a Sega Genesis.
Awesome.
Cool. I had one for a long time.
Nice.
Bailey, where would I find this article?
You can't, because I was paid fairly well to write it. It's long, it's really good, it has photos, and there is actually a used games store called the Warp Zone somewhere in America that has them printed out available for customers to purchase.
Cool.
So I can't order one online.
I might be able to get you in touch with the guy if you really want one. I'm sure he could come to an agreement.
I really do want one.
Okay. I'd be curious as to your critique of it.
I am curious if I have the knowledge to read it.
Cool. It's basic. It's a beginner's guide. I just broke down. I didn't go through like every NES game, but I picked like 100. That I could break down into categories. So, like, here's 20 games that are extremely common and cheap, but they're also really good.
Right.
So there's, like, no excuse not to have those. And then you have the games that they're going to cost you a few bucks, but they're awesome games, well worth it. And then you start getting into these are uncommon, they're going to cost you a bit more. Some of them are really cool, some of them, it depends on your genre tastes, the rare stuff, and the truly rare.
I look forward to that information so I can read it.
Remind me after the show. I'll get in touch with the dude.
Let me write myself a note now because I'll forget by the time we get the show done.
Cool.
So I played Pokemon Blue this past week.
Really?
Nice.
What'd you think?
Such a good game.
It's so I found out exactly what about the game.
Oh Lord.
I don't like about it. I think it's a very valid point. So let me just get it out before you start critiquing me.
Okay.
Jeez. So you start with the one Pokemon.
Son of a...
I picked Bulbasaur.
Good.
And the things that grabbed me to play the game were the different types, you know, and it's kind of that rock, paper, scissors, like this type beats this type, this type beats this type.
Hunter is
lame. Keep going, Hunter. I believe in you.
I was like, oh, okay. I mean, it's been a long time since I played this game. I vaguely remember this, but neat. Okay. So I go into the tall grass. And I had purchased some Pokeballs, and I was like, all right, I'm going to start catching Pokemon. Caught some Pokemon, got to the first town, or the second town, and, you know, talked to some people, went to the next field, and this is where you fight the bug catchers. And they have multiple Pokemon, so it's not just the one, you know, like you destroy one, and then you have to fight the other one. The problem that I have with this game, since I've played so many other RPGs, is that nobody levels up together. You know, it's only the Pokemon that you're fighting with get leveled up.
I'm gonna
which is understandable.
In the latest one, they've actually corrected that.
So they all level up. They all gain experience as you're playing through, even if you don't play as them.
Yep.
X and Y.
It's reduced, but they still gain experience.
Or Black and White, actually, I think they started that, did they?
I don't know. I think it's the latest.
Because that's my issue. Because I'm thinking, if I want to... Okay, let's say I got... what's his name?
Rattata!
Rattata. Okay. Which is a level 1 Pokemon, right? Mm-hmm. I have to go back... I mean, essentially, I have to go back to where I got him.
Or... you can go into battle with a higher level Pokemon and start with Rattata and switch him out right away before he can be fainted. And then when the next guy wins the battle, Rattata will get half the experience points. And because he's at such a low level, he'll probably get a couple level ups already instantly right there.
Still a pain in the ass.
Just grow him fast that way.
Yeah, like that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, that
seems
kind of
like I'm not saying
it
makes sense. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. Like, so, I mean, like if I didn't know that, because to me that's kind of... I don't want to call it cheating, but it's a roundabout way. I'm sure the developer did not designate you to do that, to level up your Pokemon that way.
I think they did, though. I think they did, because you get some wild Pokemon like Abra. Abra starts out with Teleport. That's the only attack he has. It doesn't do any damage. So you literally, unless you resort to using TMs, you have to do it that way. I think the developers did intend it. Now, it still is kind of zany. It's like a backwards way of, you know, it's not...
because you're basically losing a turn because you have to switch your Pokemon out.
Yeah. It's dangerous. That's the risk you take.
It's
certainly not intuitive.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't feel organic. You know, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I have this level 1 Pokemon that I got, you know, 10 screens ago. If I want to level him up, I have to go back to where I got him to fight other level 1 Pokemon. Like, that's going to take forever.
Yeah, there's a ton of grinding.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind grinding, but this seems like I have to, like, if I really wanted to play the game, I'd need, what, like, 6 kick-ass Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
At least.
See, okay. I always just ended up having 1 good Pokemon, so my Venusaur would end up I just use him the entire game.
I would pre-plan, like, before I started a game, which 6 Pokemon are going to be in my party, which ones can use all the HMs and stuff. And so I would just go through the game... emphasizing 1 at a time as I slowly gain the bigger party.
Rain.
Fair enough.
But that's my pullback from the game. Yeah. Because
cool.
without knowing that I could go in with Rattata and then switch it out for Bulbasaur the next turn.
Yeah.
I feel like, oh god, I have to go through back to where I began and grind all the way back up, you know, like it seems like a ton of backtracking, a ton of unnecessary grinding. And I mean...
yeah, the other thing about the new games is some of the battles involve 2 or 3 Pokemon at a time, which does feel more like a traditional RPG.
See, like, that seems interesting. Like, that I could probably play, because I like the idea of Pokemon. You know, and I like the premise, but I just that idea of that much grinding, like that's just like that makes me put the game down and I don't want to play it.
Takes it to a whole new level, that's for sure.
So, and I played Sinistar. I played that too. Nice.
Run, coward, run, run, run. Such a good game.
Yeah, I plugged in the old Midway Treasures. It's got like 20 different games on it. Tubing's on it. Played some Smash TV, Gauntlet.
Gauntlet.
Ribbitron.
Oh, yeah. Played Defender? Defender?
Played a little Defender.
Yeah.
Defender's not really my game.
Okay.
I mean, I like the idea, but that kind of a game I've never been that good at. Like, I like R-Type. I can't play R-Type. Like, I just
I hear you there.
Like,
yeah.
I can't, for some reason, my brain doesn't understand left to right, but it understands up and down, you know, when it's vertically. But when it's horizontal, I'm done. Like, I just look at all the beautiful colors, and I'm dead. Too much.
I played a little Gunsmoke on NES.
Nice.
Which is really fun. It's a thumb crippler. Like, it's a fast-paced, like, it's wonderful. If you've never played it, check it out. It's like, what if Ikari Warriors was really good?
Yeah.
It's basically what it is. Like, designed well.
For
fun.
As thumb crippling as the control scheme is, because you don't have any auto fire, the idea of B being left, A being right, and both being center when you shoot, that's mind-boggling. Like, I love that, they actually thought that much into it. It's not just your traditional, if you're looking this way and shoot, then there you go, you know.
Yeah, it's its own unique scheme. You just got to slip into it and ride.
I don't have Gunsmoke.
Really?
I wonder how much I can get Gunsmoke for.
Probably like $5.
Yeah, I was going to say probably $5.
With shipping.
$4.19.
Nice.
Booyah.
Or I could spend $250 and get a brand new one.
Oh, you know, it's probably not brand new. It's probably just unopened.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You should,
game cartridge,
I think brand
only
new is super misleading.
Add to cart. What else should I get?
Pictures from
Mr.
the TV
I,
series
have,
Gunsmoke.
What's that?
Do you have your own copy of Guerrilla War yet?
Yes, I did pick that up.
Okay. You got Double Dragon 2.
Absolutely. I've actually got a box copy of Double Dragon 1.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah.
I don't have many boxed copies at this
point.
Dude,
box copies for the NES and Super NES, like, next
gorgeous
to impossible. Next to
beautiful
impossible. Like, there's been times where, like, I've wanted to get one, and I just didn't, because I knew either I was going to ruin it and be extremely upset, or I would completely forget about it, and then it would be pointless, because, like, I wouldn't show it off. Like, I have a box, so I have a box copy of that. I got a box copy of Tubin, and I have a box copy of Battle Kid 2. Hey, Lolo Adventures, yay.
Yeah, I'm selling this guy.
Yeah, how much?
I think it's at 15 right now. No, there are no bids on it yet.
Yeah.
But once I sell this guy, I'll be down to just 4 cheapo ones. Granted, they're all in superb condition, but
nice.
Someday I'll get back into the buying mode rather than the selling mode. We'll get there.
It's like anything else, man.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like anything else.
Yep.
All right, Jason, what did you suggest?
What?
About games.
No, I made a bad joke. Because when I Googled Gunsmoke eBay, all that came up for me was pictures from the television show Gunsmoke.
Yeah, it's gun dot smoke.
It's gun period smoke.
Yep.
That makes more sense. It's still coming up.
Jeez Louise.
Gun dot smoke. Super Nintendo?
Hunter.
NES.
No.
I don't know.
Jesus. Bailey.
Do you have Low G Man?
Let's find out.
It's kind of cool. Check that out.
I have 204 NES games, so Low G-Man.
Low G-Man. Do you have Journey to Silius or Silius? How do you pronounce that? Crap. I'm embarrassed right now.
All right, one thing at a time. One thing at a time. No, I don't have Journey to whatever you call it.
Oh, so good.
So good. And...
beautiful. Very pretty.
Ah, oh, Little League Baseball. Such a great game. Wonderful. I do not have Low G-Man either.
Low G-Man is just kind of cool. It's not like... out there awesome, but it's just pretty good. It's
$1.99. What was the other one?
Journey to Silius or Silius. I'm gonna go with Silius, because Silius just sounds silly. Yes.
Journey to Silius.
Go to NESguide.com and just watch the gameplay video, and you're immediately gonna be like, why do I not own this game?
Well,
fun fact, it was originally planned to be a Terminator game, and you can kind of tell.
Jeez, it's $13.
Good.
Is it? Is it
worth it?
Is it?
Go to NESguide.com right now. Click play on the Journey to Silius page.
See, now I'm going to be tempted to listen to the 8-bit radio. See what you did to me.
It's a Sunsoft game. You know the guys who made Batman?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like Batman quality.
Really?
Go to NESguide.com.
I'm on it, okay? You gotta give me a second for it to load.
Okay.
God.
Really? Are you like living in the 19th century? The actual gameplay starts around like a minute 23.
I'm just gonna skip ahead 6 minutes.
Okay. That works too.
That does look good. It's like a platforming Contra.
It is similarly difficult too, believe it or not. It's
alrighty.
A challenging game. I will forego any further recommendations.
Yeah, because I've already got 4 games on my cart, so.
Yeah.
4 games though for $23? I mean, come on.
That's
not bad. You can't do
the
that
quality
anywhere
of the
else.
Games you're getting.
You can't do that anywhere else.
So good. Especially not new games, like modern gaming.
Who plays modern games? Well, I do a little bit.
I was going to say, you're on a website dedicated to that.
So do I, a little bit, yeah. I have nothing against them, they're just expensive, that's all.
Yeah.
Hotline Miami 2, oh, I'm so excited.
As long as they fix the controls.
We're not getting into this again.
I'm not even acknowledging you said that. Screw you.
Freeze! Who are you? What are you doing here?
Don't shoot! I'm a human!
Ooh. Sorry about that, babe.
We have a listener email discussion question. It goes like this. Hi, guys. Long-time listener, first-time emailer, multi-time guest host. My question is this. What is the one unfinished item in a retro game that haunts your retro gaming legacy? I'll give you an example of what I mean. For me, in Maniac Mansion on the NES, there is a room with a chandelier, and on top of that chandelier is a key. I still, to this day, have never figured out how to get that key. Nowadays, I could simply search the internet for the answer, but this is a 20-year-old score I must settle on my own. Thanks, guys. I'll see you at Jason's intervention. I mean, birthday party. Tom Hall.
He doesn't know how to get old rusty key from the chandelier?
Old rusty key.
I should burn it for him. Like, I should let him know how to do it.
Just completely ruin the surprise.
Yeah, just completely. Well, somebody's going to now, you know. Might as well be somebody who cares. Somebody who cares.
You can follow Tom at Ocarina of Tom on Twitter, and he and Hunter have a podcast together. What? Crazy.
We do.
Good old Tom. I'm going to meet him at Indie PopCon, which you should go to, dear listener.
Yes, you should.
Last weekend in May goes through June 1st. It's in Indianapolis, Indiana, so all you Midwest fans can come meet us, because us podcasty people from One More Castle are going to be there.
Come gawk at a Canadian.
Come gawk at a Canadian. Can we have like a gawk at a Canadian stand, like charge people $1 just to gawk at you?
Oh, like the kissing booth? Yeah, yeah, definitely.
This would probably actually sell.
from the winter mountains of Canada.
And it wouldn't be a disappointment. You have, like, all the facial hair.
Rode in on a moose.
I'll wear plaid like a lumberjack as well.
Yes. We're going to, I don't know. Should we answer the question?
I guess so. I guess I'll start. I don't remember an item specifically, but there was a game called Blake Stone. It was a shooter by Apogee. There were rooms that I could never figure out how to get to. You could see through bars, see a room. But I found out years later it's because the game actually, you had to travel to different levels. So the game took place in a skyscraper. And to get to a hidden level on, or get to a room on level 2, you'd have to go through a secret entrance on level 5.
Huh.
I was like, huh, well, damn it. And also, we've lost Hunter.
I was about to say, you retelling your experience was so vicariously frustrating. You have appeared to murder Eric Hunter. He is dead. He is no longer with us. We've lost him to the ether.
I want him to put his computer in his car, bring it to Indie PopCon, and I want to fix it for him.
Just so you can fix it. That is funny. The only answer that came to my mind was, while we're on like unfinished rooms and mystery rooms, in Kid Icarus on NES, there's a room, and not even like a section or a screen of the level. Like, there's a room you enter and there's nothing in it. Just nothing. And as a kid, you get in there and you're like, what the balls is this?
Exact quote.
No, I didn't really say what the balls when I was a kid. I didn't pick that up till college. Other than that, though, games with unfinished parts that, I don't know. Earthworm Jim 3D in general? I guess. I tried to really like it because I like Earthworm Jim 2 and the first one so much, but when it went 3D, you're like, it's harder to make those polygons look as pretty.
Yeah. 3D was a bad move for Earthworm Jim.
Yeah, and Tom here is referring to like his own inability to do something. I can't think of a game with one specific gameplay puzzle or moment that I couldn't figure out, so I just kind of quit. Gilligan's Island, maybe, on NES?
Was it Gilligan's Island?
Oh
my god.
I can barely call it a game. It's really bad.
I'm going to play this.
It's stupid. No. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, sounds awful.
Masochistic weirdo. So I mean, you just walk around talking to people and like moving around and try not to die and talk to someone else and get an item for this person. And...
So it's an MMO.
It's a single player MMO is what it is.
All right. This looks awful.
I would rather have a tooth extracted than play Gilligan's Island for a length of time.
Well, yeah. The bigger question is, Hunter's been connected for a few minutes now.
No, we can't see. Oh, there he is!
Stop sending me photos, Jason.
No, they're not. They're animated GIFs. It's different.
GIFs. You can just say GIFs. I don't care if the creator says they're GIFs. That's stupid. That is stupid.
Yeah, Hangouts like killed me and logged me off and then completely locked up my computer.
Okay, does anyone else find it extremely bizarre that for the past month or so, I've been the one with the least technical difficulties?
Yeah, that is weird.
That's
weird.
Extraordinary.
All right, Jason, let's go back to your game.
Oh, we're past that.
We're like at the discussion question. Like, what's a game that had an unfinished
part? No, I know that. I know
that. That you never got past? Oh, you want to hear us rehash?
Well, never mind. Let me just go into mine then.
Yeah, go into yours.
No. Jason. No, Jason said something.
No, I don't care what Jason said anymore. I'm over it.
All right.
Blake Stone.
Yeah, Blake Stone.
Blake Stone. Fantastic, Jason. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Great.
Just great, man.
Do you have to clap again?
I don't even care. I'll fix it in post. All right.
Oh, sweet.
So,
we'll do it live.
So in The Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past, if you blow the ocarina and you warp to the desert area in the light world, there'll be a black stone there that you can pick up and turn it into the dark world. But once you arrive, if you cast one of your medallion spells, either the, was it the Song of Storms or whatever, you'll see in the lower right-hand corner on the platform below you, something get destroyed, like an enemy. But it's completely invisible. And if you go to the Cutting Room Floor, which is an amazing website for anybody who's into like yes. beta stuff or things that didn't make it into the game that's still in the code, there's a...
Or entire games that were never released.
Yeah, yeah, prototypes, that kind of thing. There's a huge thing about this. Like, they've completely broken down, like, what items are affected by it, what items aren't. Nobody knows what it is. It's just this weird placeholder wow. that was either left over from some programmer, or it was something that just never got completed, and they took the sprite out, but they never actually took out the element of the enemy. Like, and according to the code and people who've dissected it, it doesn't match any other container to any other enemy in the entire game.
Huh.
What is it? Like, I want to know what this mystery enemy was.
We need to just start hunting down all of the original development team one by one.
Force them to talk.
Black bag them. Throw them in a van.
Until one eventually says, oh, I don't remember.
It'll probably be the first one. That'll probably be the first one, I mean. But yeah, that's something that's always been like that. I mean, that man
time travel.
Because I mean, anybody who's like me who obviously loves video games, but like gets really in depth with like the like what could have been, you know, in terms of the beta stuff.
Yeah.
Like another good one is GoldenEye. Did anybody mention GoldenEye yet?
Nope.
Okay, nope. So GoldenEye, there's the dam. That you can't access that in an earlier version in the game, you were supposed to take a boat. There's an automated turret gun. But you can only, before the Game Shark came out, with the code to be able to walk on water, like you could only see it through your scope, like stuff like that, man. Like awesome.
Yeah.
Like you will lose your
and, like,
day
the truck in the Pokemon
on
games.
The Cutting Room Floor. Such a great website.
Oh, all kinds of stuff. Bioforce Ape. Do you guys know about Bioforce Ape?
Game that was never finished. Oh.
So cool. Or Sunman?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a Superman game.
It was a good Superman game. A good one.
Yeah. That's what happens, man. That's what happens. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Stuff like that.
So now can we take our music break?
Music break?
We're heading out. All aircraft report. This is Pepe. All systems go.
Flipping here. I'm okay.
Belco here. I'm fine.
we're back. That was Star King by Demons. It's just a fun remix of Star Fox 64 material. Do a barrel. Never mind. I was going to make a barrel roll joke. I couldn't. I apologize.
See, we just went full circle because we made a barrel joke in episode one.
You can't say it either. Jason, you try and say it.
Barrel joke?
No, do a barrel roll.
Barrel roll joke.
Do a barrel roll.
Joke.
Joke. That's my joke.
Works for me, I'm laughing. So, the point is, we had some music, and we're back now.
Oh,
it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
This is the part of our show. Wow, I haven't heard the ding in a while. That tells you a lot. Oh, Lord. Okay. So, Retro Showdown is the part of our show where each of us has secretly chosen a retro game. We have 1 minute to reveal our choice, and then we pretty much just spend the rest of the episode arguing about who picks the best game. But the best part is that you, the listener, get to vote for your favorite of the three on a poll on the podcast episode page on onemorecastle.com. So hopefully one of our arguments will sway you, and hopefully at the very least it'll be entertaining, especially with Jason's flawless harmonica harmonies. 2 episodes ago, for episode 71, the theme was games with dream sequences, and I won. Suckers.
Lame.
Little Nemo the Dream Master beat out Adventures of Tom Sawyer and Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse.
Lame. Aha,
you guys suck. Tonight's theme is games with animal abuse or animal cruelty, however you want to say it. So, I'm excited for
me too.
For this cat. This is going to be a classic. I can already tell.
I can already tell. Yes.
So usually, I assume tonight is no exception. Jason is our official timekeeper. So, Jason, when you have 1 minute on the clock, I suppose I'm ready.
You may begin.
So I reached back into my usual repertoire, the NES, the 8-bit Nintendo Entertainment System, and picked RoboCop. Because early in the game, you get attacked by dogs and they bark, and you have to punch them right in the face. And they die. Then even a little bit later when you get your gun, they still keep attacking you and you have to shoot them right in the face and they die. You're just killing dogs all over the place. Super mean. I mean, it's actually a solid game too. It's not as bad as you would expect. Check it out. It's not really a platformer because RoboCop can't jump, but that makes it unique, right? It's interesting. I enjoy it. But check it out, it's RoboCop, coming soon to a theater near you. See how it's like a timely choice?
I get it, RoboCop. It's good.
I got it. That's great. All right, Hunter.
Hey.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You may begin.
Well, let's take it to the Wild West. In this 1985 release from Capcom, it's Gunsmoke. You play as Billy Bob in 1849, where the Wingates gang has come to Hicksville. Killed the sheriff and has raided trouble every day until you come riding in the town with the sun on your back. Gunsmoke is a vertical shooter where you take out hoodlums, Indian chiefs, collect shotguns, magnums, and smart bombs. Classic fashion of a one-hit death, you can saddle your horse to give you 3 extra hits before dying. 6 different levels are headed by a different end boss. Defeating them will grant you the prize money awarded for kill or capture that you can use later to increase your ammo and purchase boots for extra speed. It's Gunsmoke for the NES.
Huh. All right.
Only in Hicksville.
I guess I'll begin. Originally designed for the ill-fated Nintendo 64 Double D, this 1999...
I'm really glad you added Double
D. This 1999 game was developed by HAL Laboratories. That's right, it's Pokemon Stadium. No longer satisfied with taking your Pokemon out to nature to do battle, We've now assembled them in a stadium, much like gladiators of old, and we're, as a crowd, watching them fight each other to the death. This is cockfighting on a large scale. It's Pokemon Stadium for the Nintendo 64.
Say to both of you this week. First of all, you both should be disqualified.
How so?
Jason, because Pokemon are not animals.
Thank you.
There's a firm distinction.
Thank you.
Pokemon are not animals.
I agree.
Not
what are they?
Animals. They're Pokemon.
Yeah, Hunter, they're Pokemon.
Your game, because where's the animal cruelty?
So when you get your horse, after the three hits, the horse dies.
Any horse would when it gets shot.
They could have easily had the horse either just disappear or it could run off. No, they even give you the sprite at the end of the animation strip of the horse dying on the ground, all kind of curled up.
Okay, but shooting a horse is like the nice thing to do. I mean, that's like what animal doctors do to horses.
What?
Like, oh, you're sick. Blam! That's what they do. Well, you shoot horses.
That doesn't make it humane.
It doesn't make it cruel either.
I think that's actually the opposite of humane. It's cruel, yeah.
Just shoot in the back of the head. It dies instantly. No cruelty whatsoever. But RoboCop, I mean, you punch dogs like in the face. You just like, bam!
Yeah, I mean, people shoot dogs that are rabid all the time. You're telling me that's not cruel?
I don't think it's...
That's totally different. Totes different.
Wow, don't do that,
I don't
please.
Know why I just said totes. Yeah, I'm never doing it ever again. Jason. Yep. Jason. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah. Do me a solid.
I'll do you a solid.
And just say the word cockfighting one time.
Cockfighting. I'm gonna go fight some cocks. I'm going to put some cocks in a ring and fight them. Cockfighting.
Yeah, but they're definitely not. They're not animals.
No, they're animals.
No. No, they're not.
No.
No, they have to be animals.
They're really not.
They're electric rats and stuff.
Okay, Jason, that little bit of retro gaming credibility you had, that little bit you did have is
it's gone.
It's eroding. Eroding.
Okay, I guess they would be technically monsters.
Yeah, they are pocket monsters. That's what Pokemon stands for.
I like how that's such a funny phrase, technically monsters, when you're combining like super serious terms.
I'm going to plead the literal definition of an animal, and I'm going to say they're animals.
But no,
they are.
Not even close.
They are not.
They're animals. They're fish and stuff.
No.
No!
Not one of them is labeled as a fish.
No, Magikarp is a fish.
No, Magikarp is Magikarp.
No,
right?
Magikarp is a fish.
Magikarp is a Magikarp.
Here, from the Bulbapedia, which I'm assuming is the authority.
No, it's not official whatsoever.
Magikarp is a medium-sized fish Pokemon.
Oh, Lord. No. Yes.
Fish.
It's a Pokemon that resembles
no.
a fish. Like
it's
a
rock fish Pokemon.
Can resemble an animal. Oh, good Lord.
They're animals.
They just made me snort a little bit.
Okay, so...
Oh, my goodness.
Well, all right, let's... So, to move past that, because that is the final nail in the coffin anyway, but let's continue. Why would you take the Pokemon out of their element and put them in a stadium for hundreds of thousands of people to watch as they get mercifully killed outside of their element?
Why would you do that?
Yeah. For sport?
Yeah, for sport. It's like cockfighting. Same reason people fight cocks or dogs.
But the Pokemon love it. It's what they do when they battle. They grow.
You're throwing them in coliseums.
Powers. Yeah, Pokemon Coliseum literally is a video game.
Totally.
Totes. Totes my goats.
Well, it's almost as bad as a protagonist in a platforming game that can't jump.
Yeah, is that one of RoboCop's features?
It's not a platforming game. He can't jump. In the first film, yes, he's very heavy.
Super heavy.
Super heavy. But it's interesting. Like, you get one button just for shooting, one button just for punching. And you get ready. It's an interesting dynamic. You should try it.
Well, what else are you going to have him do?
I'm mostly serious.
It's not like he's got anything cool like tank legs or anything like that.
It'd just be goofy if he could jump. Can you imagine? It'd just be weird.
Can't he jump in RoboCop versus Terminator?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. I think he can.
Yeah, pretty sure. Even in the later NES games, I'm pretty sure he can. It's just the first one where he's glued to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of those NES games where there's so much crap going on the bottom of the screen.
Oh, I love it. It's so much information.
It's too much, man. It's way too much.
It's a delight.
No,
it's like my fetish.
It's too much.
No, not really. It's a wonderful amount. I enjoy it quite
well. No, because it cuts down the viewing screen.
You know what? Other game had a lot of information in the game, like on different screens and stuff. Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, but it didn't take up the entire screen. It was perfectly proportional.
The game, and it totally did. Mega Man, anyone? Mega Man.
Also did not take up. Now you're just naming stuff.
RoboCop's just bad.
Neither did Super Mario. Oh, it's not that. Okay. RoboCop is only bad if you haven't played the other movie license games on NES.
So if you haven't played a game before, and you have no definition of what a game is, it's great.
Right.
It'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
Oh my god, moving images so up in control.
No. Jason, no, okay. You have it backwards. You have it backwards.
Oh my god, moving images that control me.
It's like how they do it in Russia. No.
Once you have played plenty of NES games, you realize, well, RoboCop's better than
which isn't saying much for the library.
Yes. The problem is you have a point. That's the problem right now. I'm just kinda I'm insisting that RoboCop isn't horrible, but okay, yeah, it's NES does not have the best library.
It could be a lot worse.
Oh yeah, it could be.
I mean,
could be the PC.
Could be the Dreamcast. I have to. It's so easy.
No, it's not, man. It's not. Okay, Bailey. So how did the arcade port? How did the port go? Like how?
Data East, they had some classic arcade games, and they tended not to port well to the NES.
Right.
I think RoboCop is actually one of their better ones.
Boom. Well, Data East didn't do the NES version.
Well, they published it.
Ocean Software did.
It's a Data East game.
I mean, I think that's a little different, don't you think? I mean,
it is, but I'm going with it. I'm throwing it out there.
I don't...
Ocean,
RoboCop for the NES is one of those games that you kind of put in the mix with the rest of the movie license games, like you were saying before, like Beetlejuice and Back to the Future.
It's a step above Beetlejuice. Whoa, it's a step above.
No, I'm saying it's kind of in the same
Total Recall.
Like you think it's an LJN game. Like that's the problem.
No, okay. Point number one, no. You don't think that. It's a little bit better. It's clearly a little bit better. It looks much better. The music's better. Two, not every LJN game was completely 100% awful.
Such as?
Jaws? Punisher?
Oh, don't get me started on Punisher.
There's even interesting arguments to be made about X-Men. I don't adhere to them personally.
Say which ones? They're all awful. The only LJN game that I actually put a ton of time into was... WWF World Rumble for the Super NES. Like, I like that game because it's a beat 'em up wrestling game. Like, how cool is that?
Tom Hall is pumping his fists.
No, he's not. He's
in Brotherhood.
He's probably watching TV or something.
He's probably watching wrestling. Wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yeah. What's tonight? Thursday? SmackDown on?
I don't know. Or look like a guy who watches wrestling? Come on.
No, I don't know. It wasn't when I was a kid.
Kinda.
Wait, what?
I used to watch a little bit in the Attitude
Era.
Yeah,
me too.
Oh, yeah, but that was... Bit. Yeah, no, I watched it back Monday Night Nitro with WCW.
Everybody did. Yeah, I never really...
It's on Fridays now.
It always seemed... Yeah.
Lame. RoboCop doesn't bring anything new to the platform.
RoboCop's just lame.
Yes, it does. You can't jump. That's totally something new.
Taking something out doesn't make it new, Bailey. It makes it worse.
Limit. Okay, no. Limiting the player does add a new dimension of challenge and necessitates a certain degree of problem-solving skill. It adds a whole new dimension to how you experience and interact with the virtual environment.
I could agree to that argument if the limitations or the restrictions to the player came from limitations of the hardware itself. There were other platforming games where you could
no,
jump.
No, heaven forbid the developer should have an idea.
No, it's not an idea. It's an absence of an idea.
The hardware can execute it. Now it's an invalid
no,
idea.
It's...
Oh, well, if the hardware couldn't execute that, it'd be a good... That doesn't make any sense, Hunter.
No. Zip. Having RoboCop not the ability to jump is taking away an idea. It's not giving a new one.
Yeah.
That is an idea. Okay,
Right, you were correct. Jumping is an idea, and they took it away.
Have you ever played Thomas Was Alone?
Of course.
In Thomas Was Alone, the protagonist and the other non-player characters are different. Simply geometric shapes of one color.
Right.
But the game makes a wonderful point about how in-depth their characterization can still be.
That game does.
Even when you strip away...
RoboCop sucks.
Really, Jason? Really?
And every
makes
character Gunsmoke in that game can
look
jump.
Like yeah. a work of art.
Even Claire.
My other excuse right now is my wife is vacuuming.
I was wondering
right
what that noise was.
If you can hear it, yeah, that would be my wife vacuuming right outside there.
She's
yeah.
actually helping your argument.
Yeah.
So, kind of works out.
Why? Because you're going to say it sucks. Oh, you're so punny. Oh.
I was
going to say that, but I thought I'd leave it to you.
Yeah.
So
that's what RoboCop and a vacuum cleaner have in common.
Doesn't hold a candle to Gunsmoke.
Both exist in my house and can be held in your hands.
And not only does Pokemon Stadium not count because they're not animals, but
no,
the game is so uber rare and expensive, if you can even find it, that
really
nobody
is it that rare? Is it that rare?
Yeah, it's like last time I saw it, like out and about, it was like $80. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I had no idea. Totally
yeah,
glad
it's,
that...
It's Conker's Bad Fur Day rare.
Also an animal.
Wow.
Yes.
That would have been interesting.
That would have worked. Not Pokemon
no,
Stadium.
They're animals.
Okay, but for the... Can we at least agree on this? Okay. Maybe I'm stretching at this point. Even if RoboCop as a game sucks, it is like a blatant good example of animal cruelty, right?
I mean, better yeah, than you guys. You shoot dogs, obviously. I guess.
No. Because the dog is
too.
Vicious. The
it's
dog is
really self-defense.
You.
No, it's just trying to lick your face.
It's trying to lick
it's
your face.
That's exposed.
You're half
the
robot
dog bugs
face.
It.
Viciously. Going yeah. for your neck.
Over to...
But in
it's just
want to
graze your
cheeks
with his teeth.
Absolutely harmless. And people are just gunning the horse
for all
down.
You know, the horse has rabies.
Because well, the rider is shooting them. Like the guy on
yeah, but
the
horse
is
isn't doing anything.
The horse bought you the gun.
But they're not trying to hit the horse. But
yeah.
when you try to punch the dog, yeah. that's a choice you make.
That's right, because it's attacking
me.
Right
mine
face.
Is the only one with animal
no,
cruelty.
It's giving you a hug.
mine is...
If there were animals in it,
no,
yes,
mine
Jason,
is cockfighting the game for the Super Pokemon Nintendo machine.
Oh, this is... We are all ridiculous right now. This is...
1999.
Wait, did you go?
It was a dark year.
You went for the 64DD version?
No. I
yeah,
didn't say the 64DD.
Why did
no,
you
no,
bring
no.
that
because
up?
It was originally
like,
for the 64DD.
It was originally developed for. I get that, but why
it
yeah.
padded
you,
my argument.
Like, who cares?
It padded DD. The intro. It was in.
Padded it with what?
Yeah,
crap?
Because I really, every intro I do, I just look at the Wikipedia page and just start reading keywords.
Wow.
It's like, 64.
No credibility. Whoop.
Yep,
that's gone.
I've had my pick for about 4
I
days.
I picked mine at around 6 p.m.
And it was, and you didn't even pick a game that went
I
with
did.
The theme, Jason. Like when people go to vote
you,
for this episode, there's going to be a strikeout
no,
for
it's,
your title.
They're animals.
No.
And it'll be red.
There are
right
turtles.
Say not
and
applicable.
Snakes.
Disqualified. Oh my gosh.
And there's. So.
Yeah, and balls yeah. of gas. Like, what? What are you talking about, Jason? And
robots.
Dragons.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Magnets. Magnet animal. We spliced
animal.
Some
How
genes with Science.
Oh, I sliced my jeans open, I'll tell you that.
RoboCop can't wear jeans.
I don't know that.
He doesn't have legs.
Yeah, he can.
He can't take his feet off the floor.
Yes. Every time he walks, it sounds like a stapler. Just thought that was the dumbest sound ever.
Awesome. Just sharing something Derek Moore said on the stream. Can I call it a stream? What am I going to call it? Whatever. Google. Stupid. Sad truth, a few years ago it actually came up to the general ballot to legalize cockfighting in my state. It failed, at least.
That's good.
Now, if they were Pokemon, it would have passed, because they're like, oh, they're Pokemon. They're monsters. I mean, that's...
There we go. We're abusing animals.
Right?
Dustin Faber nominates for the title of Best Jason Line Ever. I'm going to go fight some cocks.
It's too much, man.
That's our title right there. Let's hope that gets past the censors. They'll have to be a picture of a cock, as in the male chicken.
Oh, is that what you mean?
What are we doing?
We're podcasting.
So this is what we've resulted to. Usually it's bashing Canada and poop jokes.
Oh, you mentioned it. I thought we were going to make it.
No, and now it's cock jokes. That's what we've resulted ourselves to. Yeah, because that's funny, Jason. That's hilarious.
I could make really non-tasteful Michael Vick. Was it Michael Vick? Yeah, I can make Michael Vick jokes.
Yeah.
Dog fighting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pokemon dogs.
We could have picked like Madden NFL 2000.
I don't know.
We could have.
Gunsmoke is a game everybody can play.
Are we doing that? Why are we wrapping
it's readily
up?
Available. I just picked it up today for $4.19.
Why did you even mention
it? I don't know.
Like, what?
What are you talking about?
Can RoboCop bend his knees at least? Like, could he crouch?
He's like a Barbie doll in his mobility.
That's awkward.
And people find that menacing. Never understood the whole idea of RoboCop.
Well, I would. He's holding an enormous gun, and he can like hardly aim, and he just blasts everything in his way. I'd be like terrified of that guy.
He's like the. I know I'm going to screw this up, and she's going to be so mad at me. He's like the Vogons from Hitchhiker's Guide. Is that right? Vogons.
Yeah, you got it.
No, there's no R.
Horrible poetry. No,
yeah,
it's just Vogons. You got it.
Oh, yeah, they are
from Hitchhiker's Guide.
V-O-G-O.
Vorgons are from Star Trek.
We are losing viewers, guys.
No, we're not. This is great.
I'm getting ready to leave. Like, this is ridiculous.
No, we've gained viewers. We're up to 10 now.
They heard that Jason was talking about Cox, and they're like, what?
Oh, what? Wow.
Come on in. We're having a grand old time.
I want out of this podcast.
I'm going to legally fight some chickens.
Gunsmoke. Be a cowboy. Billy Bob.
And that's the worst
Hicksville.
Part. You picked a game I like. Like, you picked a game that I've talked about recently.
Hicksville.
Like, I'm hurt, Hunter. Why? You just dug into my heart and sliced a chunk of it
out. I had it between
for
two.
For your own purpose. You're using me.
I had it between Gunsmoke and...
Filthy Usurper.
Duck Hunt.
Usurper? Ooh. That would have been an interesting choice.
But you talked about Gunsmoke, and I was like, well, that just solidified the choice for me.
You turned. All right, that's a classy, twisted kind of move. The evil part of me is like saluting you right now for that one. Hat tip to Evil Hunter. Final arguments. Hunter, why should anyone pick your game that's really my game? It's a vote for me. Vote
you should pick my game because it's really Bailey's game. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Wow, that's a bold move. Bold strategy there, Hunter.
We'll see how it works.
Jason,
out.
You don't get a final argument because your game is disqualified.
No,
null and void.
But
no.
In theory, if you did have a final argument,
what would it be?
What would it be at Pokemon Stadium?
Pokemon Stadium is the only officially licensed game where you can subject Pokemon, which are animals, to cockfighting-like conditions.
All right, let's move on. Come on.
Like any other Pokemon game except Pokemon Stamp.
You
do that in every other Pokemon
game. Yeah, pretty much.
God. Lying. Pokemon
are awful.
Yeah, just lying. Man.
Pokemon Stadium is the only Nintendo licensed game ever created.
Pokemon Stadium.
Pokemon Stadium is the only game with the word Pokemon in the
title. Yeah.
I'm Canadian.
Why did they even release Pokemon Stadium? Like, what was the point?
It's not a multiplayer game.
It's not like I can play at home and then bring all my Pokemon over to your guys' house and fight them.
Because it's more fun than you think, and it's super cruel to animals. You punch dogs in the face and shoot them in the face.
No, we're talking about Pokemon Stadium.
I think they even whine when you kill them. Can I get a fact check on this? I think... they're like, orf, orf, when they run towards
Hold
you.
On.
When you punch them, they're like,
nope, you're wrong.
It's like, aah! I'm wrong. What?
Yeah, they don't whine.
Really?
Yeah.
I just imagined that. What a sadistic man I am. You should vote for RoboCop, though, because it's fun. And of all the games, it is the cruelest to animals by far. At least it has animals. I just wanted to say for Jason.
Whoa.
And that's the Retro Showdown. If you want to send us listener email discussion questions, it's podcast@onemorecastle.com. Mark your calendars for Indie PopCon in Indianapolis, Indiana. Last weekend in May runs into June 1st. Remember, our live stream happens every Thursday evening about 7:30 p.m. roughly. We tweet the URL from One More Castle on Twitter. Thanks to our live stream viewers, and a special thanks to those who commented, such as Derek Moore, Captain Knucklehead, Valerie Minnick, Dustin Faber, Norman Caruso. I have to scroll to find others. I know there were a couple others. Thanks to you guys. Paul Sharp, for example. Please vote in the Retro Showdown poll. Leave comments on the site. Check out the free music. Jason, any plugs?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb, and I would like to give a shout out to
PETA.
No, I'm pro cockfight. I'm gonna give a shout out to chickens everywhere.
Chickens,
good on you.
Someone should have bought a Zelda game.
Yeah.
They attacked back though. That's
lame.
I wouldn't know. I've never done it personally.
No.
Hunter.
You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Eric Hunter.
Blogs.
My indie game review blog is iamericm.com.
Cool. Thanks, Hunter. You can follow me on Twitter at Nintendo_legend. Been a good little podcast. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We almost made it through without mentioning poop, but Hunter had to ruin it. I was so excited. I couldn't say how excited I was. But more importantly, listeners, just do this for me. Remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue me.